Oh, we got a bee!
Excellent.
Casey Allen and Shelby Stadler walk through the muskeg near the Raven's Roost trailhead, checking a row of fluorescent blue, yellow, and white cups. They're looking to see what insects have landed in them overnight. Allen picks up one of the cups with three flies floating inside.
So what we have here is about a quarter full of water with some dish soap, which seems odd, but the dish soap is there to break the water surface tension. So if you've ever seen like a water strider, how it depends on the water surface tension, without that, a bug that lands is just going to fall right in and sink and not be able to escape.
These traps are part of a statewide effort to measure pollinators. And it's not just bees. A lot of insects act as pollinators, including wasps, flies, dragonflies, and butterflies. Stadler says those other pollinators deserve attention too.
I think honeybees are sort of the poster child or the mascot for pollinators, but our wild pollinators are the ones who do a lot of the heavy lifting also, sort of behind the scenes.
Allen says she was surprised to see so many different kinds of insects in the cups.
I was mostly expecting bees and a few flies. It's very interesting to me to see that we have what I'm pretty sure is a parasitic wasp in there.
Allen and Stadler collect the cups, remove the insects, and send the samples to the Alaska Center for Conservation Science at the University of Alaska Anchorage. The university is leading the project, called the Alaska Bee Atlas. Alaska's 22 bumblebee species have been well documented. But little is known about solitary bees. Those are bees that don't create colonies or hives, and don't have a separate system of workers and queens. Of the 4,000 bee species in North America, 98% of them are solitary bees. Stadler says the goal of the project is to collect more comprehensive data on all pollinator species, including those here on Mitkuff Island.
We want to keep track of like what kinds of pollinators are in the area, or maybe see like, hey, we haven't seen this pollinator that's supposed to be here in a long time. Like, what's going on? Maybe we are doing something to sort of prevent it from coming here, or doing something to kill it, and we're trying to figure out what that might be so we can fix it.
Declines in pollinator species have been attributed to habitat loss, pesticide use, invasive plant species, and climate change. Allen says bees and other pollinators are important for the entire food chain.
I think everyone is a very big fan of blueberries. If these bugs aren't out there pollinating those plants, we don't have our blueberries, but that's sad for us. But more importantly, the animals around here that depend on them don't have that. Pollinator health doesn't just affect how bugs are doing or how plants are doing. It affects bears, it affects birds, and it's absolutely a ripple effect. These pollinators affect every single part of the ecosystem.
Researchers at the University of Alaska Anchorage say the Alaska Bee Atlas is part of a national effort to conserve bee populations throughout the country. In Petersburg, I'm Katie Anastas.